This is Britt B. Steele, and I'm just checking in as a follow-up for the practices of Svadhyaya. And I'd like to speak for a few moments about the concepts of self-knowing. And this comes directly from my work with Dr. Vasant Lad when I spent time in India with him last year studying Ayurveda. And self-knowing is necessary for us to live our yoga because it provides for us an opportunity to really see ourselves. So we set the sankalpa and then we move from the devotion or the light of the sankalpa into reflecting upon ourselves, looking at our samskaras, looking at the impressions that we've received through the practice of Svadhyaya, through the practice of self-study, and then out of that comes the self-knowing. And self-knowing is ultimately awareness within this body, awareness within this physical form, and all of the vibrational forms, the other koshas that expand out from us. And awareness is the common factor in all of existence. So even if you look at something like chicken pox, once your body has gotten chicken pox, it will not get chicken pox again because the cellular intelligence is so brilliant that it knows not to make space for chicken pox again, even though your body may replace cells over the course of your lifetime multiple times. It even passes that cellular intelligence on to its replacement cells that come through the body. So this awareness, this practice of self-knowing is really about understanding functional integrity within ourselves. And the only way that we can understand self-knowing is to look at it in the light of a relationship. So I may be looking at myself, looking at understanding myself, knowing myself, practicing self-knowing in relationship to others, other people, communities, my classes, my students, my husband, my mother, my father, the divine, my horse, whatever it may be. I can look at myself in relationship to that. Or I can look at myself in relationship to the aspects that are living within me. So that might be something like how I emotionally respond to a situation, how I react if I get depressed, if I have a tendency to shut down or act out, if I have a tendency to do too much or to overprotect myself when I'm afraid of being hurt. It can be anything. It can be an old injury. It can be an illness that I experience, a digestive problem, migraines, you name it. It can be any of those things. The point being that the relationship is what is the tool, it's the instrument. Our practice of self-study allows us to gain that self-awareness. So you'll see in an upcoming video that I'm going to share with you a way that we can practice self-study. We can practice awakening this self-knowing. Because what we're looking for is awakening that functional integrity between ourselves, among ourselves, because that awakens the potential freedom. And it really is a little bit of a misnomer because the freedom is always there. We just have a vision or a perception that we have limited freedom. We feel stuck. So, practicing the meditation, practicing just the simplicity. And again, when I say meditation, I mean being with what you are as you are. Sitting quietly, breathing, noticing what's happening in your body, noticing the way that your body is responding, noticing the language that occurs within your mind. How many negative thoughts, how many positive thoughts, how many repetitive thoughts. Noticing those and then going to the breath, the breathing practices that we talked about in the call. Go to those, journal, breathe, practice your sankalpa plus four. Recognize that we are looking for ways in which that we can bring our awareness to a deeper place where we are knowing ourselves so that we may live our yoga. Have a lovely day. Big hugs. See you online. Om.